The Justice Department may have another case on its hands, that of a California man detained for almost 3 months without charges in the United Arab Emirates. Naji Hamdan is a U.S. citizen. He's originally from Lebanon. His lawyers allege that he's being held overseas at the behest of the U.S. government, and they've filed suit in federal court to find out why. Rob Schmitz of KQED has the story.
Mona Hamdan says she and her husband Naji had been questioned by government agents before. In the years following 9/11, Hamdan says they'd received several visits from FBI agents at their home near Los Angeles. She says the agents asked about Naji's business as an auto parts dealer. They asked about his political beliefs. They asked him about his visits to the Middle East. But after each visit, she says, agents would leave him and his family in peace. But not this time. On August 29th, Mona Hamdan says several state security service agents from the United Arab Emirates knocked on their door in Dubai. They had moved there 2 years ago. This time, agents took Naji away.
Nighttime came and I called Naji's co-workers. They said that agents had come to his office and confiscated all his computers. The next day I called the U.S. Embassy and I visited several police stations, but nobody knew where he was.
A week later, Mona says she got a call from Naji. He told her he was okay, that he was being detained, and instructed her to leave Dubai and join their extended family in Lebanon. It wasn't until late October, after hiring a lawyer and writing to the U.S. ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, that Mona Hamdan received news about her husband. Ambassador Richard Olson wrote to tell her that a U.S. consular officer had visited Naji, that his health was good, and that they didn't know why he was being detained.
It's very hard to believe that any U.S. citizen could get detained for, in now, 70 days. And the government that's an ally of the U.S. will not tell the U.S. why the guy is detained.
That's Ahilan Arulananthum. He's an ACLU lawyer representing the Hamdan family. He filed a petition in U.S. District Court in Washington yesterday. Arulananthum argues the U.S. government is behind Naji Hamdan's detention and that the FBI's surveillance of Hamdan became more intense over time. Hamdan's brother, Hossam Hamdan, also runs an auto business in Los Angeles. He says in the past couple of years, it wasn't unusual to see unmarked FBI cars following his brother. He says he knows the cars belong to the FBI because he helps outfit cars for the agency.
The very last time when he came, it was 2007, he came to check on his business. They were everywhere behind him, like about three or four cars.
Hamdan suspects his brother is a target because of his background. He's from Lebanon. He's a devout Muslim, and he came to the U.S. to study aviation engineering. In recent years, he's run an auto parts store where he ships containers all over the world. FBI spokesman Richard Kolko wouldn't directly discuss the Naji Hamdan case, but he read the following statement.
The FBI does not ask foreign nations to detain U.S. citizens on our behalf in order to circumvent their rights.
But Hossam Hamdan points to other circumstances that suggest the FBI has been investigating his brother. First, his brother was detained on a trip to Lebanon and beaten by police who accused him of ties to al-Qaeda. Later, he says, FBI agents traveled to Dubai to question Naji Hamdan about the Lebanon episode. That interview occurred just 3 weeks before Hamdan was arrested. Hossam Hamdan says he's told the FBI his brother is not a terrorist.
I had told him that if you know Naji, how nice he is, you would want the whole country like Naji. You know, you want a lot of Naji in here. He's a very nice guy. But they didn't get that, so they keep asking the same questions.
The ACLU's Ahilan Arulananthum says it's time for the U.S. government to say whether it has a case against Naji Hamdan.
If there really is some reason to be scared of this man, then they should charge him with a crime, and he should stand trial on whatever those charges are. You know, you shouldn't just lock people away in black holes because we get it wrong all the time.
The ACLU lawsuit demands that the U.S. government end Hamdan's detention. The government has 60 days to respond. For The World, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.